Linda Lynch, the president of KI Technology Group out of East Lansing. It's Tech Time, and Linda is joining us here. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
You've had it rough the last few days, haven't you?
Yeah,
been down, been down in Orlando playing a little golf.
But also doing some work. It was a conference with 1,600 of my peers from around the country and some from other countries as well.
Well, what's interesting is you must have brought some of the good weather back because it's been kind of mild. It rained a little bit, but it's still mild and we're not getting snow yet.
That's true.
I got to thinking about how to improve small business, especially small businesses like one that I work with, which is a small little DJ enterprise. But we have DJs around the country who will work events around the country, even though we're based here. And we need to share information with them, and they need to be able to access our music library, and they need to be able to be included on video conferencing that we could do with employees that we may not be able to meet with in person because they're in another part of the country, and the DJ who's doing the wedding may be, and I'm here. But there are ways that we can create relationships and see and know people, and I wanted to talk about that type of technology. First of all, let's talk about sharing information, especially for small business. What can I do?
Well, one thing that you can do, and we've just set this up for one of our clients, is create a cloud storage area that's secure, and each person that you want to have access to it is set up as a user, and you can put information that needs to be shared out there, and then they can access it from wherever they are.
Is that safe? Do I have to worry about people hacking into that? And
well, you have to worry about people hacking in no matter where you are and what you're doing. So certainly when you set up users, you want to be concerned about what you're using for passwords, you know, like not your wife's name or your birthday or your phone number or something like that. You want to pick passwords that will be secure and can't be cracked. But it's not any more risky than if you had it on some device of your own that you were letting people access.
When you have large documents that contain music, video, large amounts of information, the uploading of that information, it's easy.
It's easy. I mean, obviously, if you have really large amounts of information, it's going to take some time. I don't think the service that we use for this client would allow us to copy the information to a hard drive and ship it off. Mm-hmm. But there are some services that would let you do that. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to just upload it all through the internet.
And there are like, for example, the music that we use, we have to pay a fee to use that. Mm-hmm. And there are times when you may even download, you may copy that song, but to ship it somewhere else, you worry if everything's going to arrive there intact or if there's going to be breaks in it. Is there ways to navigate around those kind of challenges?
Well, that's not a challenge I've run into particularly. It's just like copying a file from somewhere else on your network. So it really shouldn't be an issue.
And finally, I wanted to ask you about the actual video conferencing. How do you make that easy? Is it expensive? How does that work?
Well, one of the most common things that's used for that is Skype. And no, it's not expensive. As long as both people have Skype, it's free. So that's really not expensive. And it works pretty well as long as both people have a fairly high-speed internet connection. And lots of people use it so that they can visit with their grandchildren, or you were mentioning, you know, a birthday party to bring people who are not able to attend the party into the party at almost no cost.
And the cloud storage, is that expensive? How much would that cost a company a month?
The solution we came up with is $4 per user per month, and each user gets 10 gigabytes of storage that you can pool together. So
you're kidding me.
You can purchase additional storage if that's not enough, but it's not expensive.
Why aren't more of us doing that more often?
Because you aren't asking the questions and finding out that it's not as expensive as you thought it might be, but the cost of storage has really, really come down. as it has the cost of bandwidth. So it's making these things affordable when they were not maybe a year ago.
If, Linda, if people want more information about this, where can they go?
They can come to KI Technology Group, and they can visit our website at kitechnologygroup.com.
All right. Thank you so much for being here again for Tech Time.
You're welcome, Tony.
KI Technology Group supplies all of our computer needs, whether it's laptop or home office. They can do the same thing for you.